Blog Talk Radio.
From here on, we got Rockin'. Rocking. With us today we have Greg and Inez, and I'm going to let Greg is a real good showman here. So since I had a visit with the dentist this morning, I'm going to let Greg and Inez talk a lot today, and they can introduce themselves and tell a little bit about themselves and how to get a hold of themselves, and I get to be quiet. And thank you. Welcome today.
Thank you, Kelly. My name's Greg. Greg Diablo. Sometimes I go by that name on the internet. I have my partner here, Ines Williamson. And our website is nrgpsychic.com. And we seem to be getting a little bit of echo here. Let's see if we can deal with it.
Okay.
Actually, the number you need to call in here, I'll give it out here, is 773-897-6461. And we are going to be doing some mini readings today on the Psychic's Gone Wild show here. We're going to be here every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific.
Yes, indeed.
And now I'd like to introduce my lovely co-host and a wonderfully, beautifully psychic person indeed, Inez Williamson. How are you today, Inez?
I'm doing great.
Yes, it's great to be back here on Marvelous Monday here at the Psychic's Gone Wild show. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about, before we get to the readings, it was a very cool article that David Wilcock put up, who is an amazing psychic in his own right. He has a website called divinecosmos.com. The echo just went away. Thank you, Kelly. And the name of the article is The Storm of Disclosure is About to Hit. And when he talks about disclosure, folks, he is talking about extra biological entities. Maybe some of you people call them aliens, although supposedly it's not politically correct to call them aliens anymore, because we are all one in this universe, so we're really connected with them. And so there's a citizens' hearing go on at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., and they're taking testimony on mostly military and intelligence people that have had interaction with either some form of off-world technology or the entities themselves.
And I just wanted to say I'd like to see any of our viewers that have had UFO kinds of experiences. I'd love to hear from you and hear what your experience was. But I'm always here to take love and relationship questions as well.
That's our bread and butter, folks. You always got the relationship questions. Anyway, on this article that David Wilcox just put up on his website, divinecosmos.com, he is talking about, he's making a very bold prediction, I think, and I just wanted to present it out there in case you people haven't seen it. But he's basically saying that the people that run the planet, which he kind of refers to as the cabal, the people that run the banking and the resource, energy resources control, and we just found out last week from Matt Taibbi in the Rolling Stone article from last Wednesday that there's more offshore tax havens that they're finding, that it's a totally rigged game, that you and I, the little people, don't have much of a chance. And so disclosure is kind of a cool way to get out some information about some of this technology that has been suppressed that would create free energy and put the oil companies out of business, and then we could create a world of peace and abundance.
Oh, like Nikola Tesla.
Right on. Tesla was the guy who created wireless. So he is partly we are partly thanking him as we use this technology here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, but I also want to take your psychic calls. You know, if you have those questions, if there's something going on with your pets, I do a lot of animal communication, animal intuitive work. And what's the phone number here, Greg?
The phone number is 773-897-6461. And those were, yeah, we didn't get played that song from the that Kelly kind of picked for the intro there. It was kind of interesting. I don't think I'll be grabbing a beer, though, anytime soon. We have to stay on the air here and be good. Oh, we have some calls. Isn't that wonderful? So what do you say, Anis? You want to take a call?
Sounds great.
All righty. Our first call into the Psychics Gone Wild show on Marvelous Monday, 513. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Kim. How are you?
Hey, hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was calling for a second question.
All right,
We had our house listed for a year with a realtor, and we took it off the market about a month ago. And we're thinking about putting it back up as a for sale by owner. And I'm just wondering if you see this as a good idea or no.
What's coming through to me is that this is going to be the end of a difficult situation. There is a lot of people that would rather, you know, they'd rather work with that owner because they can, you know, there's not quite as many hoops to jump through as working with a realtor. And, yeah, I have a feeling that this is going to be the time to embrace that change, that things are really going to start to get better for you. I sense you are going to finally get things moving at that faster pace. Those delays are going to be over.
Right. I got the same thing. It's really amazing. I have three of cups here for the first card. I usually do like quick three-card readings for these kind of calls. And that's about celebration and resolution of a problem. So that's a good start. And then we have Queen of Pentacles is another good fortune card. It's about that you're taking a practical response to your problem here and deciding to go put your house on in another kind of way, trying to sell it in a different way. But here's the thing. I have Eight of Cups after that, and that is usually about a sacrifice. So I'm thinking that the way I'm interpreting it is that you might have to take a slightly lower price.
Well, you know, it might be a slightly lower price, but I'm not seeing a sacrifice here. I'm feeling like on a psychic level that this is really going to work for you.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the answer.
Good. Awesome. That's great news. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for calling. All right. We're off to a rocking start. Yes. Good news for her. That's great. Let's see what else we can do for somebody. 760, welcome to the Psychics Gone Wild show with Ines and
Greg. Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I just need you guys to tell the time. Last time I listened to you guys and I called in and I didn't get a chance to get on, I was, oh, man. So this time I was, like, waiting by my phone an hour ahead of time.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet.
I like you guys together. It's really good. I was just calling in to get, I forgot what I was going to ask because I got excited when I heard 760. I guess I can, if you can, I just wanted to get, like, a basic, if, see if everything was going to get better, like, with me and, like, what I was going through.
All right. What's your first name again? I'm sorry.
Chuika.
Chuika. Chuika. And what's your birthday, Chuika?
It's 12/13/81.
Oh, you're Sag. All righty. I have the sense that this is a time of where you're having changes going on, changes in terms of, I feel like there's been some changes in terms of love and also in terms of friendships in your life. And I'm feeling a little bit, too, like, has there been some problems going on financially with really a situation?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I have the sense that things are going to be turning around for you. But I think the first step is really believing that you can go in there and you can make this happen. You know, there is an opportunity that's going to come your way that's really going to improve your financial situation. And I'm wondering what you're seeing, Greg.
I'm seeing, yeah, that there's I'm kind of picking up that you have a kind of an energy blockage that you're the energy you're putting out, Sharika, is not matching what you're really wanting. That you're kind of have a scarcity consciousness right now. You're kind of hunkered down in retreat mode. You need to get out there and shake it a little bit. There is opportunity approaching, but you have to put yourself out there and take a little risk. I feel like you've kind of, you feel like a little bit weary and beaten down from life, but there is repentance on the horizon. Yeah, yeah, this is a time, well, it's all good because you've been like kind of replenishing your energies and kind of getting ready to make the big push forward, and I think that it's about time to make the move. And also on a higher level, you know, on a sort of archetypal level, kind of outside your control, there's a lot of things going to be moving around in that, like from that article that I was going to talk about this month. There's really going to be some major shifts this month. So a lot of change coming, and I think if you can kind of ride the crest of the wave here and just take it to the shore, you'd be cool.
I kind of get the sense that spirit's really sending some light to you, and there's that, you know, that feeling of spirit running through you. That's going to energize you. You're going to be able to get out there and feel a lot stronger, a lot, even physically feel more vigorous and vibrant, because I feel like your energy's been a little bit low. Has there been something going on?
Yeah, I get because last year I got anxieties really bad, so I've been like, I like worried about that. I wanted to go away so fast.
Mhm.
So then, like, I even feel like stuck. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm at home and I just don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what my purpose is for, like, to be here.
Sometimes it's about just taking that first step, getting out there, and going with it. Doing something. Don't judge it. I think that's what happens is you judge it and then you start putting up all kinds of walls and barriers. But when you let the light come through you and you allow that energy that's coming into you through the light to move you forward in the best of ways, there's just no stopping you.
Yeah, your divine essence embodied eternally. Remember that, okay? You're not the body. You gotta break that. It's kind of like a stranglehold we put ourselves in. We kind of, and in the society we grow up in here with our educational system and everything else.
Hey, but you know, you can just like poof, it's gone.
Right, you can just let it go.
Violet flame. You know, check, release, blow it up, it's gone.
But you got matching that with taking some action too, which is really important. But it can be small. Like we just start smiling at people, you know, as you walk down the street and send them blessings, then they'll send back stuff to you.
Oh, okay. And so, okay, that's really good advice. I was wondering, like, should I just stick to going to, like, to start moving things and stop feeling stuck, should I stick to, like, just going, like, back to school? Or should I work on, like, they said I have healing and mediumship. So should I try to, like, go to courses for that or something? My ancestors were shamans.
Well, yeah. You know, I think we talked before. And I really had a sense that you have a gift. But the thing is it's about tuning into what your gift means to you. You don't need a certificate
right. To
use your gift. That's become more of a fad lately.
Right.
Oh, really?
You got to get your confidence level up. I mean, yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, it's like your life experiences are what have prepared you for this new role you're about to step into.
And you have this family, this ancestral history, and you also have that past lives history. I remember when I was looking at your past lives, you were a healer in your past life. So this is knowing. It's just you don't remember the knowing, but the knowing is there. So it's about trusting in yourself and starting to do the work. It does help. I won't lie about that. It does help to have a group of people that are doing this work. But you know, there are ways of hooking up with people now that, you know, the world's a lot smaller. You can find out. And you may have family. I'm sensing you have family you can connect with if you want to, you know, just start working on it.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Okay,
I think
well,
I'm going to do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Many blessings.
Bye.
Oh, wow. We're rocking now. All right, let's get on with the next call here. We're moving now. Let's see. We got 352. Are you there for the Marvelous Monday with Inez and Greg?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Your name and birthday, please.
My name is Andrea. My birthday is 11/12/1982.
11/12. Well, that's Scorpio, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So what can we help you with?
Well, besides moving, I wanted to know about my love life.
Inez's specialty.
All right. Well, I got the sense that you are ready for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you've been most recently, it hasn't done it for you, and I feel like you've put that behind you, and that you are ready to get out there and to meet somebody new. But I have the sense, is that right? You've been getting out there a little bit?
Yes.
I have the sense, though, you keep meeting these frogs.
Mm-hmm. No friends.
But I do get the sense that there is somebody around you that has a real dazzling energy, but I feel like he tends to slip through your fingers a little bit, like you get close, but then he backs off. Is there somebody like that? 'Cause
I haven't got that close to anyone to
know?
To try. Yeah, like I've broken up my ex, and we've been together for a long time, so now I'm kind of like just trying to get there. I broke up my ex. I've been with him for 10 years, and we broke up, he left me, and now we're not together, and
yeah.
I'm just trying to move up my life.
Okay, I have a real big feeling coming here that this is a time when you got to break that chain. Don't be tempted to get back together with him. What's done is done. That had left you in a really stuck place and ended up not being good for him either. It was time. It was past time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see, too. Loveless marriage, partial loss.
I wasn't seeing married, but I am seeing that there is going to be somebody special coming into the picture, but I sense you've got to get out there a little bit more and make it happen. I see it happening somewhere in an outdoor kind of a setting, and I think this is somebody that is introduced to you by through a mutual acquaintance or mutual friend. I think this is somebody that really has an outgoing energy, a charming energy. He's playful. He's happy. He may be a little bit elusive at first, but it's about, you know, I think when you really put your best foot forward and you really shine because you have this beautiful energy and, you know, you are lovely both inside and out. And then when he sees that and you get involved in this kind of a dance, that this is going to move forward. And I see this coming up soon. My feeling is that you're looking at a May, June kind of a time frame.
Okay.
And, Andrea, one thing I'd like to add is I don't if you have anything like energetically speaking around you that has to do with this former relationship of yours, it would be a good idea to kind of like cut loose. I feel like from what I'm reading here, there's some of this old, it's kind of robbing you of your energy. You have a lot of energy invested in things around your house that remind you of this other relationship. If you could kind of just go through all that stuff and just get rid of it, you know, sell it, get rid of it or something.
Keep the stuff you like, though.
It would just free up a lot of energy for you.
I was trying to move. That's why I was supposed to be out this house by the end of this month. And I don't know if you guys see that or... That would help a lot with him and with me, with him coming whenever he feels like it, you know, and then for me to have...
Oh, yeah. That's got to stop because that's like a temptation to let him back into your life because there's so much that's been exchanged energetically in a 10-year relationship. You know, it's hard to break that chain.
And it is. But he's with another... He broke
another girl.
And,
but even just having his energy around you, it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's just a couple of days before next month. You know, I'm getting the sense you may have to put it off until the beginning of June. But if you think you can make a go of it, if you think you can get a place that quickly, I would say go now. What are you seeing, Greg?
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I couldn't agree more, actually. You need to get a flow going. You're kind of caught in this feedback loop, this energy pattern that kind of keeps cycling around. If you kind of look back objectively over, the last couple of years or so, I think you'll kind of see it more clearly that this thing just reemerges and this guy's kind of like taking advantage of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think he's going to come back because of the other girl.
But he comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And that draws on your energy is what I'm saying. Just having to see him, it
mm-hmm.
kind of puts you back into that place of...
Yeah, the identity card that came up for me, Andrea, is like Queen of Swords is kind of the role model you want to aspire to. It's a person that cuts away all the extraneous... is more goal-oriented and self-disciplined and decisive and quick-witted in the emotional area. So, that's something to shoot for.
Well, I'm having a problem with him and his girlfriend because she feels she's in our affairs with our kids. And so
well,
I don't know,
you know
if he... I'm
sorry. I we do have another caller.
I'm sorry.
That start there. You know, there's a lot to work on, and I think the first thing is to get out, get moved, and that's going to be a big help. You have a great day. Bye now.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Annie. All right. The number to call in is 773-897-6461. And we'd love to hear from you. Right now, I don't think we actually have another caller. We've just lost somebody, so I'm sorry about that. Anyway, going back to this citizens' hearing on disclosure, right now there is testimony at citizenshearing.org you can hear. I think they're only charging like $3.80 if you want to hear the live stream. I've been checking it out myself. And I'm hoping that this will lead to kind of a break in the dam of the corporate media's ridiculous representation of that there aren't other. There's so much evidence, you know, from an archaeological standpoint. What's the matter?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I was hoping maybe people could call in if they have questions for us on a psychic level.
Well, no, I'll stop. I'll gladly stop talking. I mean, we love to. We always take readings. That's our first primary thing that we do here on this show. But we don't have callers now, so I thought we could talk about this. Is that okay? Okay. So, dead air, that's no good. So, anyway, David Wilcock, bringing up the tarot here, he had a lightning dream where he saw this immense array of lightning, and it called to mind the tarot card in the tarot deck, number 16 in the Major Arcana. And if you're not familiar with it, it's like of a lightning bolt hitting a tower and king and a queen getting kind of shoved out the window. And so it's a time of, even though the tower usually, you go for a personal reading, it's not actually a fun card because it kind of shows that there's a big upheaval in the person's life and it'll probably be a difficult time for them, depending on which cards are around it, of course. But David Wilcock is kind of seeing it in a good way. Oh, we have a caller. Great. Caller 702, welcome to the show.
Hello, 702.
Come on down, 702.
Hello there. Welcome to the Greg and Inez show.
Psychic.
How are you?
We are wonderful. How are you doing?
Good.
And your name and birthday, please.
Sure. My name is Jan. And it's 9/17/58.
Great, Jan.
Oh, wow.
And what is your question?
Well, there could be, oh boy, a few, but the main one is my health. And, gosh, I asked this question several times before whenever I call in for people. And I should be asking other stuff by now, but I just can't help it because this is the main thing that's going on with me is this darn health thing. And Kelly's really been helping me a lot. And but it's nice to know if you get whatever kind of feeling you might get about it. I've had a chronic health thing for about 12 years now, and it's been a real bugaboo, and it's been a real it's held me back, and I've been pretty disabled here.
Yeah, I get the sense. Is it making you really tired and heavy in your body?
Oh, yeah. It's complete blockage. And I went from a professional dancer, a massage therapist, to now I don't do anything at all except I write poems, and I follow the Psychics Gone Wild, and that's my group, my family. And,
absolutely.
And I'm on the computer a lot doing I'm in a lot of groups and I do stuff like
Isn't
that.
Isn't it? It is really a blessing that we have computers so that when you have, an illness, something in your body that's weighing you down, at least you still have that connection out there. And I'm feeling like as I kind of am scanning you, I'm feeling like there's a lot of inflammation going on.
Okay.
And of course, I'm a psychic. I'm not a medical person, but so I'm feeling like there's a lot of inflammation, and I'm wondering if you're getting also aching joints and headaches.
I don't really have aching joints like the typical fibromyalgia. I really don't have any of that. It's mostly like a stoppage, a blockage. Like it feels like
that heaviness.
And it tightens up everything in my chest. It's hard to breathe, and it's really tightening everything up. And I get a lot of cramps. My feet. I can't eat sugar at all, or even fruit, because it'll.
Good.
It'll cramp.
That's one thing I was going to tell you is you got to cut out the sugar, and that's good. Even if you can cut, I wouldn't say totally cut out the fruit, but cut way back on it. No juices.
Right.
And this is something that is going to respond really well to also cutting out the grain. Stick with grains.
Yeah, I don't eat grain. I don't eat grains either.
Excellent. Good for you. That's really a help.
The thing is, what's that?
It's going to be good if she doesn't eat grain and she doesn't eat sugar. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. That cuts down
on inflammation.
Well, I've
been doing that for... I keep interrupting you.
No, it's okay.
I've been doing this for years. I mean, I've been on this diet for years. And, I mean, so we've got the diet down. I've been doing that. This isn't going away, and it's time for it to go now. It's been 12 years. And
thinking you might want to get a piece of Moldavite. And get a little quartz crystal, and put it on your heart area. Wear it there. You could maybe get a pendant or something. So it's actually, if you have a wire mesh around it, it's actually touching you. This is going to energize you, and it's going to open up that heart chakra. So you're breathing better, and you're feeling more alive and more vigorous, more vibrant, more radiant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would try that. And I would also try pushing yourself just a tiny little bit, like something like taking a daily walk.
Pushing myself?
Just a little, not a lot. Don't go overboard here. I just mean a tiny bit, because that's going to get your breathing going. So you have a little bit more room to breathe. But psychically, that's what's coming in for me. Are you getting anything, Greg?
I'm thinking, I've got three cards here, and I'm in the future position here, I have the Sun card, which is really, there's kind of a radiant optimism coming through. But I'm thinking in this, since they're on the first position, I have the Five of Cups, which is about feeling a sense of loss and feeling a little bit of regret and bitterness.
Which happens when you're sick.
Right. And it's been a long road for you. So, you're in this kind of melancholic mood. And you miss, there's a sense of grief even about some of the things that you used to be able to do and you're not able to do. And then in the next card, I have the Two of Cups, though, which is about this deep mutual feeling that I think is coming out of the more spiritually minded area that you're kind of going down due to your dealing with your illness. So I think that's going to lead to, I would say, for on the energy side, what kinds of form of energy, have you tried many forms of energy healing? I've had some good success with EFT.
I started the EFT a little bit. In fact, Jethro had him on the show, Don Nelson, and I started some stuff with that, and then a few years ago, I started doing some Donna Eden stuff, and that I stopped it. The healer wasn't in town anymore, but that was kind of interesting. And I've tried a little bit of that, and I know. And then I just got a healing with Janine Reagan Sinclair. She just did a whole energy healing on me, and she told me a lot of stuff about it too, and that was really beautiful. It was really good. I had a healing crisis. I sort of got worse.
You felt typical. You were cleansing. You're getting that stuff out. That's something. Have you thought about? Are you doing any guided imagery on your own?
I am.
And,
I just started
that healing
doing a,
coming through,
okay.
feeling it.
I just started doing a meditation that Jethro showed me. It's for the chakras. It's not really for the health, but I think it helps. Every time I do this meditation, it opens up the chakras, and then I start seeing colors, and that's really cool. I love that.
Do you want me to take you through some ground? I don't know if we have enough time, but...
We don't have another call right now, so go ahead.
All right. So would you like to do a little bit of a grounding meditation?
Sure.
Because I'm thinking that you also are needing to get back in touch with nature.
Okay.
And I know that I'm wondering if you can just take a moment, and are you doing any deep breathing where you're watching your breath?
I sure am in my meditation.
Okay, so take a couple of deep breaths three or four.
Okay.
And feel yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper still. Relaxing more and more. Feeling that light and that love connection coming in. And when you're ready, visualize yourself in that place of perfect health. Feeling perfectly light and wonderful, feeling at your full energetic strength, and surround yourself in your sacred space with all those wonderful animals and plants that are dear to you, and anyone that you completely trust can come into your sacred space, and anybody else cannot penetrate this area. You're protected by that sacred divine light. And so anything that will be of harm to you just bounces off of it. And you have that divine vibration coming through to you. You may notice any sounds of the earth. The earth has a deep healing resonance, and you may feel those energies of the earth coming up through the soles of your feet all the way up your body and up through the top of your crown, feeling those energies of gold and silver and all the earth elements healing your body in the best of ways. And as we open up the heart space, you can go inside and you can see that heart feeling healthier, feeling more vigorous. And you can feel that you're able to breathe more deeply, feeling lighter and lighter, and feeling that radiance, and feeling that connection. Knowing that the more that you take in these healing energies, the better you feel. And the better that you feel, the more the healing energies come through to you. This is something that you can do anytime when you're alone. And you can even deepen it a little bit. I'm not going to for today because we don't have a lot of time. But when you're ready, come on back. I just wanted to give you a taste of some of the things that you can start to work on that are going to be healing and helpful for you.
That's lovely.
Oh, you're welcome. And I am pleased if you want to get a reading sometime. I can, you know, go into this in more depth.
Tried to get a little sound healing there for you too.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. Thank you to both of you. That was
you're
very
welcome. Pleasure.
Many blessings to you.
Same to you.
Namaste.
Both of you. Thank you very much.
That was fun. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you very much. We have, that was Andrea, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have another call. Let's see, 720. Another one? 720.
Yes.
Come on down to the Psychics Gone Wild Marvelous Monday show with Inez and Greg.
Hello.
Yes.
720.
Yes, Laura.
Hi, Laura. And what's your birthday?
It's 12/2/74.
Oh, great, a Sag.
And
yep.
You know Laura. You know that song?
I do.
That's a pretty one.
I was just wondering when I'm going to find a paying job.
All right. Now, let me just see. I get the sense... you are in a place where you're feeling a little bit like stressed about the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling quite pissy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been a little while since since you've had that great job that you really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I'm sensing a little bit that you're feeling a little bit of trapped, and that it's hard not to think about this. That it's kind of putting you in that panicky place.
Yeah, and blaming, maybe.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, you got to get to the love and above energy, like on the energetic level of how we measure different emotions. If you get into that shame, blame, and resistance area, it kind of energetically sets you up for kind of a continuation of what you're going through. And I sense it's been a really long time, and I feel your anger and irritation with this. On the positive side here, I really see something new coming in for you. I have the Nine of Cups, first of all, which is about surmounting your difficulties, meeting new people, generating a new sense of well-being, overflowing with good feeling, and that your dreams being manifested, okay? Now, the next card is kind of like what you need to do to kind of get to that place. This is the Lover's card, and it's about having to make a decision about who you really are and what you want to be, what you want to present to the world, and what your life purpose is, to balance out the duality and really live your heart's desire with fearlessness, okay? That will bring you into a state of balance and fulfillment, okay? Which, you know, following your bliss will work, okay? Getting out of the blaming and the victimhood and stepping into your power. And after that, I have the Knight of Pentacles, which is about... how's your love life been these days?
Well, in the last couple of days, it hasn't been so good. But overall, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, pretty good. Yeah, good. Yeah, well, I see here. Are you seeing someone regularly now? Because I have a kind of a positive card here about that.
My husband. I've had my husband for some time. So.
Oh, you're married. Okay.
Yeah, we've been married since 01. Right.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I see that. Here we have the Knight of Pentacles. I think this represents him and is showing that he's being very patient and tenacious in his own right with his work. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He loves his job. You know, he can pay all the bills, but, you know, I sure miss that $100,000 I used to make by myself. That's hard to take.
That is hard. That's a big change. And, so I think you're really in that spot where you have many blessings coming in because he can pay all the bills, and I see you as somebody that's very vital. You not only do you miss the money, you truly miss what you do. You're somebody that's an action-oriented person. And what I'm really feeling is you got to get out there and you got to delete that stuff, that blame. I feel a lot of blame and shame going on. Part of it you're putting out externally, but then part of it you're blaming yourself. And that's really toxic. It's tough on you on a psychic level. And if you can just hit that delete button, throw it into the violet flame, poof, it's gone, and get out there and realize that there is that job coming through for you. My feeling about it on a psychic level is that you're looking at sometime around mid-June. But, you know, you can manifest this sooner.
Okay.
You can. It's about really getting in that place of love, getting in that place of motivation and abundance, knowing that you are wealthy. You are wealthy with skills and abilities. And when you get out there and you really shine and you show people that joyful aspect of who you are, then you're really going to come across as somebody that can offer that loving assistance.
I'm usually a very outgoing person, you know, because I'm the Sagittarius. I'm doing a volunteer thing right now where I'm at in this probation department, and there are openings, but literally like 500 people apply. So I'm like,
I think you may have to broaden your
Horizons.
You know, broaden the field a little bit. Look beyond the probation department, you know, start looking at other kinds of institutions.
Yeah, there's a
I
lot
think
of
that's
heavy,
gonna
yeah, it's a lot of heavy energy there.
Right.
I see something lighter for you, something that's more that's still people oriented but in a kind of a more positive way, maybe working for a nonprofit or something like that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, I do see many blessings ahead for you. And,
yeah, me too.
I really did enjoy reading for you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're,
have a wonderful
welcome.
Day, you guys. Okay.
Thank you
too.
Very much.
Namaste.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I'm just looking at the chat here, and we have an interesting conversation here. If you want to call in on the show, Rosie, 773-897-6461. You can use Skype. And somebody just asked, are you on Facebook? I'm going to put up my link to the Facebook page here because it's kind of long and hard to find. We hope you'll visit and like our page because we like only need like 8 more likes and then we can see our timeline.
Oh, wouldn't that be special?
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, that would be great. So, yeah, so here it is. I'm going to pump it in right now. There you go. Go for it. And, yeah, we got a lot of fun things on there. You can check out some of our – that's the place to go if you really want to check out all our media activities, which we do quite a bit. If we get getting too much of us.
And if you want a psychic reading, you could call in right now. I wanted to talk a little bit about crystals because I know we were talking about
Excellent.
Off-worlders, and there's a real connection with crystals to off-worlders because crystals are – are
used to
a
power
living,
Atlantis.
Yeah, they used to power Atlantis. They're a living entity. They're not exactly living in the way that we think of it, but they have an amazingly powerful energy. They are a very special teacher. If you take the time to meditate with them, start working your own crystal grids, maybe start looking at the quartz crystals, but also the other crystals, the ones that correlate to your chakras. That is going to be, it's going to open up doors and windows for you. Open up doors and windows in a great way. Just like the plants are wonderful teachers, crystals are wonderful teachers too. And you want to have a little bit of that shamanic voyaging to really understand what's going on, and just what divine beings we truly are.
Hey, Inez, Rosie has a question in the chat here. Maybe you can answer it. She says, do you know why I haven't gotten a job yet? I have been applying for hundreds of jobs over the last over a year. Thank you so much.
Wow, Rosie. Let's see. I have the sense that... you are someone that knows what you want to do, and I'm wondering, what it is you want to do. I see you that this is going to change very soon for you, but I sense you need to apply for some different types of jobs. Don't be afraid to do something that you really love. And what's coming into me is starting something part-time. I see a part-time job manifesting for you, and I feel like it has to do with helping people, working with people, maybe using a little bit of your creative eye. I think the problem is you've started to feel like you're failing. So then you go into these interviews and you feel, oh, I'm never going to make it. So pump yourself up. Delete that information that you're failing. You are a success, and a job is coming for you. It's just around the corner. I know it is.
All right. We have 2 more callers. We'll see if we can get to them. And thanks, Rosie. We'll see if we can get to these 2 more calls here real fast before we end out the show here on the Psychic Skull Wild Marvelous Monday. Let's talk with 928. 928, welcome to the show.
Welcome, 928. How are you?
Hello?
How are you? Welcome.
Hi.
Hello. I'm good. I have a question about a person named Bronson.
Okay. Well, wait a second. First of all, what is your name and your birthday, please?
December 8, 1987.
Did you catch the name?
Was that September 8, 1987?
December.
December. And your name? We didn't quite catch it.
Alfina.
Alfina?
Okay, great.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty. Like that. Yeah.
And your question?
I'm wondering what Bronson's intentions are.
All right. Now, I'm getting the sense this is a friend of yours, it's a guy, and it's somebody that there's a chemistry between the two of you. Is that right?
Yeah, and he just, like, recently, like, came back into my life and stuff, like, and I'm just wondering, like, what does he want and what does he feel for me?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a strong feeling about it. And my feeling is that, you know, that the two of you were really close before. Is that right? Were you in a relationship with him?
Yeah, we were in a relationship, and then after that, we just kind of, like, we're
split up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my sense is yeah, he is wanting to come back in, but the thing is I sense he is trying to, you know, have that friends with benefits thing going on. And personally, I don't believe in it. But, you know, how you feel about it, that's up to you. You getting anything, Greg?
No, I just, I have to say that I have to be honest here. I'm not reading much on this one.
But that is what I'm feeling.
Happens.
I feel like, yeah, he's a little bit trying to start something. But I feel like you're wanting something that is more serious, more committed.
Not really. Like, that's something we agreed upon, like, a long time ago was the...
It'd be all right,
you know, like,
for it to be something like...
Stuff.
I think he is wanting to come back in on that level.
But
so
he,
I do.
He doesn't want a relationship, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
All right.
Another call.
Well, the phone calls are just rocking in now. We'll see if we can get to as many as we can here. We have 707 next, just like the airplane.
Hello, 707. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Andreas. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Valerie, and my birthday is 5/25/54.
Oh, thanks, Valerie.
Yes. And I'd like to know when you see a committed relationship coming in.
All right. I have the sense that this is a time where it's really your time to shine. It is time. Are you getting out there and meeting people?
A little bit, yes.
Have that courage and believe in yourself, because there is that relationship coming. And I know sometimes you meet people and it seems like, oh, gosh, all I meet are people that are, you know, wanting something and not really wanting that committed relationship. But I do see that this is the end of one phase for you and the beginning of a whole new phase, that you're having that 180-degree turnaround, that luck is in your corner. And my sense is, as long as you continue to get yourself out there, that there is going to be somebody. I'm feeling like it's an Aries guy coming in, and I sense it's going to be sometime in the early part of the summer. So that's what's coming through to me. What are you seeing, Greg?
Okay, what I'm seeing, Valerie, is that you have had a period here for some time of having a sort of a cycle between a yearning for something in the past that you still have a kind of a lot of energy hooked into, some kind of past influence or longing, a feeling of nostalgia, and this feels oppressive.
Oh, gosh.
But there's about to break. I have the Tower card, which is about, you know, a real sense of eye-opening satori, a kind of an enlightenment moment coming for you about this particular cycle that you've been in. Hopefully, I hope I can generate something in that direction, something you really need to kind of move on from. It's really holding you back a lot from meeting somebody that really wants to meet you.
Gosh, I think you are on the cusp, you know, that once you turn this corner, it's going to come through for you. I think it's very soon. I think we have another caller, so.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Valerie. We're going to see if we can squeeze one more in here. We only got like 5 minutes. We'll see if we can get it. We've got 862. 862, come on down to the Marvelous Monday Show with Inez and Greg.
Hello, 862. How are you?
Are you there, 862? All right, let's try 617.
Hello, 617.
Oh, we lost sound. Isn't that a pity? So I guess we should call back in, huh? Let's see.
Do I need to hang up?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, just hold it. I'm going to recall back there.
But you can't call in if I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah, hang up.